Exercise. How many of you are currently on drugs? Yeah. How many of you are currently on a regular exercise regimen? Raise your hands. Whoa, 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 whoa. Really? No? Okay. Okay, we're going to fly over this. We can't. And sex is good. Okay. But I mean, you should be doing it like every other day, you know, not once every season. Okay, all right. Are we in a high-stress job?
Yes.
Okay, all customer service is high-stress. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, you could be making a living serving customers like this. He's gone flat. Claire! Now, get Dr. Miller in here. Let's go. Let's go to three. Claire! Let's get Miller in here! Well, let's go. Is that high stress?
Yeah.
Okay. Now contrast that with this. Oh, yeah. Did you want fries with that? Hey, that's high stress, too. Make no mistake about it. In a crunch, when you have six people in line, you know how difficult it is to differentiate between a picture of a Big Mac and a quarter pounder with cheese? But admittedly, our job is closer to the EMTs, right? Okay. I'm here to tell you, man, if you're not exercising on a regular basis, you are making a conscious decision, because I'm telling you now, and this is common sense, so it doesn't even have to be me, okay? But this is now a conscious decision. If you're not exercising on a regular basis and you choose to stay in customer service, you are making a conscious decision to lop days off the end of your life. Yeah, 9 at Monday, pal. Okay? It's not theory. It isn't fluff. It's not foo-foo. It is a conscious decision to shorten your life. Hey, it's your life, man. It's your life. We just worked a 12-hour shift, and we are dead tired. What do car people do to relax? Yeah, here's our exercise. We get in front of the TV, and here's our exercise. Right? Okay. We are not physically tired. We're not, friends. We are spiritually, emotionally, and mentally tired. And that stress, honest to goodness, is killing us if we don't manage it. Next time you pull a 12-hour shift and you're just beat to the world, do yourself a favor. Go run 3 miles. Okay, walk around the block. Start somewhere, but move your body. Move your body. Huh? Or an order track. Get something. Do something. Look, if you live to the age of 80, you're going to be alive 29,200 days. Now, I know you knew that. In the light of 29,200 days, hey, what's one day without exercise? Pfft, big deal. Big deal. And it is no big deal until you get down to your, like, last 200. It becomes a way big deal. Does that make sense? But you know what? You guys didn't come here to feel good. You guys came here to make more money, right? Those of you who are on an exercise regimen, put your hands up again. First, are you more clear of thought?
Yes.
Do you require less sleep?
Yes.
Amazing. Do those two things impact your income? Are you of better spirits?
Absolutely.
Are you more cheerful? Here's how you do it. And it's real simple. Now, the only reason I'm spending this much time is because, you know, two-thirds of you didn't raise your hand. Here's how you get into a regular exercise regimen. And basically then, again, this is hundreds of hours of research on staying fit. And here's all it is. Ready? Every other day, for about 30 minutes, just hard enough to have to breathe through your mouth. Thank you very much. That's how hard it is, man. You have no idea how much time, money, and aggravation I just saved you. Have no idea. Literally, that's all it is. Move your body every other day for just about 30 minutes, just hard enough to breathe through your mouth. That's all, just have to breathe through your mouth. Not huffing and puffing, but just barely. And after you could be a couch potato for 15 years. After 90 days, you'll be dramatically more fit. dramatic. Now, it doesn't mean if you were 300 pounds, you'll be $1.60. But it does mean you'll be able to go up and down the stairs without having to dial 911. And not only will it make you more money because you're going to be more clear of mind, you're going to have much more energy. It's a law of reciprocation. You get back what you give out. In order for you to have energy to role play, memorize, take that last up, say hello to everybody, do all the things that we just taught you today, you got to have energy. In order for you to have energy, you must expend energy. Period. End of story. Done deal. You got to. Also, pay attention to aerobics, muscle tone, and stretching. Well, minor detail, but yeah, try to do all three. That's it. That's exercise. Okay.